Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and occasional backup dancer, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like, wherever you like. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2003, new and old, and only the beat. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow the show on Instagram, at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone who plays from all around the world. And today's shout out goes to our players over in Huddersfield, United Kingdom. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're going back in time to the year 2003. This was the year we met a fish called Nemo at the cinema. The Da Vinci Code was the new best-selling book, and TV searched for America's Next Top Model for the first time. We have 5 questions for you, all about music news from the year 2003. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Question 1. In March 2003, which country band received a major backlash from fans and radio stations after denouncing President George W. Bush and the Iraq War? Question 2. In March 2003, which pop rock singer rolled out her debut tour, the Try to Shut Me Up Tour? Question 3. In April 2003, which British pop group, known for hits like Bring It All Back and Don't Stop Movin', announced that they were breaking up? Question 4. In March 2003, which singer began the A New Day concert residency in Las Vegas, which would become the most successful Vegas residency of all time? Question 5. In April 2003, the music world entered a new era when which digital store opened, which sold songs for just 99 cents. That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is new and old. In this round, you're going to receive 5 clues about hit songs that all either have the word new or the word old somewhere in their title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess from these clues. Question 6. One of the biggest hits of the 2010s was this cowboy-themed track by Lil Nas X. Question 7. This 1979 hit by Bob Seger became immortalized in pop culture after Tom Cruise danced to it in his underwear in the film Risky Business. Question 8. This track was a 2009 hit for Linkin Park and released to support the film Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen. Question 9. This song was the final single from Taylor Swift's blockbuster album 1989 and refers to a cultural movement of the late 70s and early 80s. Question 10. This song from the 1949 musical film On the Town was performed by Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly in reference to an American city. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is only the beat. In this round, we've taken five hit songs and stripped away the vocals, leaving only the beat. Your job is to try and identify these hit songs from the snippets. You can get 2 points here, one for a correct song title and one for a correct artist. To help you along, we'll also tell you what year each song was released. Now, let's take a listen to those snippets. Question 11. This song is from 1997. Question 12. This song is from 2017. Question 13. This song is from 1989. Question 14. This song is from 2007. Question 15. This song is from 1999. That is all of our rounds done. We'll be right back after a break to reveal all the answers. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Grab your scorecard and let's kick off with the year 2003. Question one, the Chicks, or the Dixie Chicks. They received death threats and their CDs were destroyed in mass boycotts by US listeners. Question two, Avril Lavigne embarked on the Try to Shut Me Up tour, which consisted of 70 shows. Question 3. S Club, or S Club 7. They announced their breakup on stage during a show and released their farewell single Say Goodbye a few weeks later. Question 4. Celine Dion. Her Vegas residency ran for 5 years and over 700 shows. Question 5. iTunes Music Store. By the end of the decade, song downloads would become the main method of music consumption. Continuing on to round two, new and old. You were trying to identify songs that either had the word new or the word old somewhere in their title. Question six, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X. Question seven, Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. Question 8. New Divide by Linkin Park. Question 9. New Romantics by Taylor Swift. And question 10. New York, New York. For our final round today, you were trying to identify songs from only the beat. Remember, you can nab 2 points here, one for a correct song title and another for an artist who performed the song. These are the ones that you were hearing. Question 11, Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Question 12, that was There's Nothing Holding Me Back by Shawn Mendes. Question 13, Eternal Flame by The Bangles. Question 14, that was Untouched by The Veronicas. And finally, question 15, that was The Dolphin's Cry by Live. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can vote in our episode poll right now or leave a comment. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we do lots of extra content. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from right now. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.